Hello, hello. Rhea here. I just wanted to let everyone know that we have a Ko-Fi account. Ko-Fi? K-O-Fi? We need your help to be able to finish the second arc of our story. There's still about 10 episodes left for us to fund. Your support for a small, independent team means the world to us. Any contribution counts. Both the Patreon and the Ko-Fi are linked in the show notes of this episode or just hanging out in our link tree. Please help us spread the word about this. And I hope you keep enjoying the show. Anyways, cheers, cheers!
Okay, I know this is probably just me, but I found it so fucking rude that the cops had so many questions about Ashley. As if they think she killed Lorena.
I don't know. It was... I think they were right to ask questions about it.
What? Is that what you told them? That you think Ashley's a murderer, of all people?
I mean... It looked bad, Rhea. I love Ashley, and I don't want to believe that she's capable of murder, but... We saw Lorena fall off a cliff and Ashley run away. It just... I don't know why, but it's hitting me hard, I guess.
Right, but the cops aren't concerned at all about the fact that we found a missing persons. They don't want to find her because she's been gone for a year. They want to find her because they think she's committed matricide. That's fucked.
But she did? Rhea, you saw what happened.
What are you doing?
We're going home.
What the fuck? No, we can't go home now. Ashley's alive. We were so close, and you just want to give up?
This is above our pay grade. I don't know where your sense of self-preservation has gone, but mine is alive and well, and once we're several actual monsters deep and encroaching on another murder investigation, maybe it's time to give up and go home.
Daniel, what do you think? Daniel.
Huh? I don't know. Look, I want to find Ashley, but she's clearly fine. And, I don't know, last night kind of spooked me.
Kind of?
Clearly fine. She's clearly not fine. That seems to be the whole fucking problem. I'm not stopping when we're so close, so sure. Let's head back home to Beaumont, and I'll take Dad's car, and I'll go out and I'll fucking finish this myself!
I can't let you do that, Rhea. We need a breath. This has been really intense, and you...
Please? I don't want to do this without you guys. Okay. Where does it look it say she is?
Pink Mountain?
There's a Pink Mountain?
No, like the BC Provincial Park.
All right, let's go.
Gea Arce and Maya Apabu present. Road X. Episode 12. Used to be beautiful.
Welcome back. It's Anae from the present again. So, we weren't allowed to take tape recorders into the police station because apparently Albertan police don't like being recorded by civilians. Go figure. But, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious what was happening either way. Lorena had died and they thought Ashley did it. But, as per usual, Rhea thought nothing but the best of Ashley. I don't know if she just didn't see things happen the way I did, but it seemed pretty obvious from my vantage point that Lorena hadn't exactly slipped and fallen. People don't land that far away from the bottom of a cliff unless they were pushed. But I digress. Rhea's locket was pointing to Pink Mountain, and as crappy as I feel about it now, part of me was hoping that going along with it might have led us to seeing Ashley commit another crime, which might have changed Rhea's mind. I don't know what I thought would be at Pink Mountain. I had a 12-hour drive to figure it out, but I never did. I was busy replaying Lorena's scream in my head, over and over.
Oh. It's a lodge.
Well, not anymore, clearly. It's just ruins at this point.
Are you sure this is where Ashley is? Are you sure she's not somewhere less haunted looking?
It looks a little dangerous.
Bad news, guys. Lockett seems to want us to go in.
You know this is going to be the decision that lands us on a true crime podcast, right?
I wasn't wrong. Well, this decision, among others.
Second guessing that locket yet?
Don't be a pussy.
I don't like the vibes in here.
And it's stinky. And dusty. Ugh. Very dusty.
Hey, that sounds like...
Ah, oh, fuck.
Stop!
Didn't we deal with her already?
We didn't exorcise her. We banished her from Patrick's property, but this isn't Corrobert!
Do we have any salt in the van, maybe?
Why would I have salt?
Don't you cook in there?
Yeah, Ed?
What do we do, Rhea?
I don't know!
Hey, Nicole, over here!
Patrick, thank you so much.
Don't worry about it.
No, really, we owe you big time.
I'll say. You know, you've only made her angrier. She's even more destructive. She destroyed my home and led me out here to this lodge that is awful and dirty and falling apart. But I have to be here for her. Go home, kids.
Well, I feel like garbage.
Yeah, poor Patrick.
I didn't know she would destroy his place in Corrobert. I didn't know she could. Fuck. Shit. It's my fault that Nicole's so much more aggressive, isn't it?
No, it's not your fault.
I'm the one who didn't exorcise her. If I had just done what Dean had asked, she wouldn't have been able to wreak this kind of havoc on Patrick's life. I think we need to go through with the exorcism. It'll force Patrick to move on, and he won't be fighting his dead wife all the time.
I agree. It's probably the most humane thing to do at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, let's build a trap so we can exorcise Nicole. We'll do it properly this time. Patrick? Can I come in? I really do feel awful. I thought by maybe pushing her off her property but not exorcising her, I'd be able to give both you and Dean what you needed. And I feel so terrible that it backfired the way that it did. I'm really sorry. Is there anything I can do to make it up to you? I can maybe run and pick up groceries or repair stuff. So you can have functioning walls. Oh. Maybe a lot of repair stuff.
You know what? You can help me. I gotta bring some firewood over from the shed around back. And with your help, we'll only have to do a couple of trips.
Great. Great. Yes, I can totally carry piles of firewood.
Follow me.
Okay, they're out of the building.
So, how do you trap a ghost?
All right, I'm thinking we do a witch bottle. So, like, grab a jar or something, toss some of Patrick's hair in it to attract Nicole, then toss in some broken glass or something to impale her and make her stick there.
That sounds horrifying. How do you know all that?
As much as I can be a bit of a skeptic, my family's a bit witchy, Mexicans and all. So I've absorbed some of their practices. So I know what I'm doing here. I think.
You're so smart. All right, you go steal some of Patrick's hair. I'm gonna go find a jar and some glass, and we can figure this out.
Well, if you're looking for broken glass, there's plenty in this dump. Oh, don't give me that attitude. I'm just stopping in to check on my old man. However, I'm really curious about the kinds of arts and crafts that require hair and broken glass.
We're trapping Nicole so we can exercise her. To help Patrick, not you.
My, my. You're finally getting rid of the old hag, and you didn't even invite me? I'd be happy to lend a hand.
I mean, if you know where to find a jar, I guess you could help us.
Perfect. Easy. I'll be right back.
I hate him.
Me too, Skittle Rat.
So, it's a pretty clear night. Lots of stars out here. That must be one of the perks. No light pollution. Get to see the whole Milky Way. You must have a lot of blankets in there. Seems like it could get really cold, especially heading into winter. This place looks like it used to be absolutely beautiful.
It was. I used to take Nicole out here, before we had Dean.
Did you come here a lot?
Not at first. First time I took her out here was a few months before we got engaged. She'd never been to the mountains before. She grew up in Manitoba, and her family couldn't afford to travel much. I thought she deserved to see the mountains, just for a couple of days. And then we came here again for our honeymoon. We stayed a whole week, barely left our room. And then for a couple of years, we'd make regular trips out here. Spent a long weekend isolated in the mountains, just the two of us. I think I gained about 10 pounds in hot chocolate weight.
Why only for a couple of years?
She got pregnant. And the 13-hour drive just didn't seem as feasible anymore. She had awful morning sickness while she was pregnant with Dean, and I guess that makes car sickness worse, too. So I bought the cabin out in Jasper, which cut 5 or 6 hours off the drive. We started taking trips out there, so she could still be by the mountains. All right. So, grab as much wood as you can carry, and we'll head back.
Sure thing. I got it. Don't worry about me. I don't need help. I got it.
I know it's been a few years since you kids were out at the cabin with us. How much do you remember?
I remember a lot. A lot of you and Nicole dancing in front of the fire.
You and Ashley used to mimic that, you know. You two were cute kids.
Thank you. We tried.
Nicole and Ashley were close. They were a lot alike. I think Nicole always felt a bit more like a second mother, more so than an aunt. You know, she was never quite the same after Ashley went missing.
It sounds like she was a really good woman who was in a really bad spot.
Oh, Nicole was an amazing woman. You know, she and Lorena used to get up to all kinds of mischief. Back before Lorena went through her divorce, the two of them used to play pranks on us men all the time. God, I bet Lorena still has the photos of us waking up at 4 in the morning, thinking we were late for work. I should call her.
Did nobody call you?
Call me about what? Rhea? Is Lorena okay?
You think it'll work?
I sure fucking hope it does.
Hey, if that doesn't work, we've got a great backup plan.
I don't know if shooting someone with salt bullets...
Saltlets.
Gross. I don't know if it'll work.
Trust me.
We explicitly don't.
And that's your loss, Thumper. It doesn't bother me much. As long as I get to give Nicole a well-deserved one-way ticket to visit her sister-in-law.
So you heard what happened to Lorena?
Yeah. I can't say I'm bothered by it. The women in my family tend to be better off dead. And if I had things my way, they'd all stay that way.
Jesus, Dean, she was your aunt.
And Nicole was my mother. A bitch is a bitch, no matter the pulse. That's just as true at Buffalo Jump as it is here.
Why is she here, anyway?
Well, most spirits are drawn to family, the dead, or dead family. My personal preference would be living family, because I think the dead are a little attention-seeking, if I'm being honest. And I'm pretty sure she's drawn to family. She was in Jasper a while back, then came back to Corrobert.
Wait, then who'd she follow here?
Look, I think Dean is drawing her in now. Open the jar!
Oh, no. Why did I close this thing to begin with?
Oh, Mommy dearest. Come on over. We won't bite.
Close.
See, we didn't even need the salt bullets.
Whatever. No harm, no foul.
Rhea, tell me what happened.
Lorena passed away. I'm so sorry. I thought the police would have contacted you.
What happened? Tell me what happened.
I don't know. I didn't see it very well. We were at Head Smash and Buffalo Jump.
Tell me how my little sister died, Rhea.
It was an accident. She was investigating a lead on Ashley, and it led her to the Buffalo Jump, and she went up the cliff. She fell.
She was my little sister. How could you do this to me? Nicole, get out of my way!
Don't! I can't let you... There! I'm really sorry!
Why would you do this to me?
There you are.
This strap isn't holding very well!
It's all on you, Rhea.
Are you sure you want a Catholic exorcism from someone who isn't a Catholic priest?
The only thing she'll respond to.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
How dare you!
Yikes.
Keep going.
Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered.
No.
Hey, leave him alone.
Daniel, no! Hey, wait, we can talk about this?
Nicole, stop! Please, stop! This isn't who you are!
I know it sucks, but I need you to help us finish the job, Patrick. She won't be at peace here. We can't save her, but we can save the boys. Please!
Well, that definitely bruised my tailbone. Ow!
Please, Patrick, we can end this for good.
Do it. I'll cover you.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, and let them that hate him
not on my
flee from
watch,
before
dear.
His face. As smoke vanisheth, so let them vanish away. as wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish.
You vicious little...
No! I'll get her!
At the presence of God!
Well, I guess that's it.
Again, Patrick, I can't tell you how sorry I am about all of this.
No, no, you were right. As much as I didn't want to admit it. I'll just track down that son of mine and head back to the house.
I think Dean left.
Well, I'll give him a call. Meet him back home. Least he can do is help me start the repairs. It'll be good. I'll rebuild. Get my sister's affairs in order, and try not to cling so hard to the past this time.
I'm really sorry about Lorena. We told the police everything we knew. If that helps at all.
Thank you. You guys are good kids. I hope to see you around sometime soon. Maybe we'll do a weekend in Jasper, for old time's sake.
Patrick.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, I'm off. Take care, you three.
All right, stay here. I'm getting the first aid kit. You have enough glass sticking out of you to replace a window in a cathedral.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm an A, and I'm fine.
Dude.
Ah. I heard that.
You know, I feel a little shitty about forcing Patrick to move on. Maybe it was a bit cruel.
Yeah, he lost his home, Rhea.
Yeah.
And you know, have you ever considered that it's a bit hypocritical, given your fixation on Ashley?
Maybe a bit. Oh well, it all worked out in the end, I guess.
I guess so.
I'm gonna go sit in the van. Give you two your moment.
This is gonna suck, isn't it?
Probably. I'll keep you distracted. Tell me about what you saw.
Oh boy. Are you sure? Ashley! Oh, my arm. I saw Ashley. Or at least... I'm pretty sure I did. Nicole called out Ash as she was fading, and she looked like she was almost getting, like, warped and pulled, like taffy, and when I looked where she was being pulled...
You saw Ashley?
Well, I saw a brunette running away and almost absorbing Nicole's energy as she went. I don't know what I saw, honestly. Maybe I hit my head at some point.
We should probably tell Rhea.
I don't know. If I witnessed what I think I witnessed, Ashley's capable of something I'm honestly very afraid of. And if we tell Rhea she was here, it'll only add fuel to her fire.
Sorry. Do you think Dean left with Ashley?
Maybe. I didn't see.
I saw him run out after he dropped the gun. I assumed it was to meet Nicole outside, but you didn't see him, did you?
Nope.
Huh.
Hey, thanks for taking care of me.
Yeah, of course.
I really like you.
I really like you, too. Hmm. Remind me to change those wraps tomorrow, too. We want to keep them fresh.
Will do. Thanks.
Let's go back into the van. It's late. We could use some rest.
Oh. Jaden?
Hey, Rhea. Sorry it's so late. Do you... I don't know what you guys are up to. Do you think you can meet me on Galliano Island tomorrow?
What? Yes? Absolutely.
Oh, thank God. Thank you. I really need your help with this.
Of course. For sure. What's going on?
I got a note from Ashley.
Oh. We'll start to head over in the morning, first thing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Drive safe. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, see you. So, great news, guys. I know where we're heading in the morning.
Why?
Today's episode was written by Maya Apapu, directed by Gea Arce, and sound designed by Emmanuel Ferron. It featured the voices of Thomas Charles Barley as Anidara, Maya Apapu as Rhea Dara, Gea Arce as Dani Santiago, Jared Cooper as Dean Clark, Jay Silver as Patrick Clark, Gerard Hill as Jaden Harris, and Julia Walker as the ghost of Nicole Clark. The script was assistant directed by Henry Green, supervised by Maya Apapu, Gea Arce, and Alex Clark, script coordinated by Alex Clark and Carrie Myers-Taylor, and staff written by Alex Clark and Asan Frota. It was produced by Gea Arce and Maya Apapu, and executive produced by Maya Apapu. The intro and outro were composed by Rebecca Clark. Woodex is the sole intellectual property of its creators, Gea Arce and Maya Apapu. Check us out through social media, as well as our Patreon. We need your help to properly fund the second arc of our story. For just a couple bucks a month, you'll get access to behind the scenes, access with character stories, and much more. As an independent group of storytellers, your support means the world to us. Thank you so much to all of our Patreon supporters. Jamie T, Savannah Aspatch, Stitch, Austin Cooper, Shos388, Mariah Adams, Cedro Cedric Castañeda, Jamie T, Liam Perry, Nadia Schultz, Seth the Something, Rain Wrights, and Dylan Winslow. Thank you so much for listening!
There is something eerie about the sound of the ocean.